Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this first Sunday after Trinity. It's really lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and in the praise of our Heavenly Father. We give thanks for the new life that he gives to us as we live in the light of his love revealed to us in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, the people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord, because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills. I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions, thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it. So I will do for my servant's sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob, and from Judah inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. My God, why have you forsaken me? You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel, for he did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. My God, why have you forsaken me? All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. My God, why have you forsaken me? A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Dominion belongs to the Lord. He rules over all the nations. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine were feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As we move into the long season of Trinity, our attention returns to the Gospel of St. Luke as we begin to focus on the teachings of Jesus. Jesus, we read, has arrived in the country of the Gerasenes opposite Galilee. The Gerasenes, citizens of the city of Gerasa, are Gentiles, and Luke is showing that Jesus' mission will extend beyond the Jewish nation represented by Galilee to the whole world. As Jesus comes ashore, he meets a man who Luke tells us is possessed with demons. He is a man whose identity is unknown, whose dignity has been denied, a man who is known only as the man who wears no clothes and lives in the tombs. The man had at times been kept under guard, bound with chains. The man recognizes Jesus and questions him. "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" he asks. Jesus speaks to the man. Jesus recognizes the dignity of the man as a child of God and restores his dignity by asking him, "What is your name?" Jesus welcomes the man with love, and in this encounter, Jesus frees the man of his demons and restores him to health. Jesus frees the man from all his fears and anxieties, all his demons, liberating him to live as a full, free member of his community. This is a lesson for us. Jesus can free us from all our own fears, our own anxieties, all that prevent us from living our lives to the full as his disciples. For Jesus recognizes us as his brothers and sisters, and he embraces us with his love. He calls us by name, for our name gives us an identity and reaffirms our dignity as human beings. This is how Jesus greets us, and it is how we are to greet others, to give all others the dignity bestowed on them by God, by using their name and greeting them with love. The message from God that we are to share with others is that we are loved by God, that he will free everyone who turns to him from all their fears, all their own demons, so that they might enjoy the fullness of life God desires for us all. This encounter with the man in Gerasa shows us the power of God to liberate his people with the power of his love, a love we are called to share with all we meet. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May your Church be a beacon of light and hope to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the people of Israel and Gaza, people of Iran. We pray for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict, and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends and our neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we live as faithful disciples, bringing hope to those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, the fearful and anxious, and for all in any kind of need. And we hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our heavenly Father, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligaia, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a very happy, peaceful, safe and healthy week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Spirit.